and his old sister Salawat. For the sake of Ali ibn al-Husayn, then Abidin, please say another Salawat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائدون ولا يحصي نعماءه العاد ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفطن الذي ليس لصفته حد محدود ولا نعت موجود ولا وقت معدود ولا أجل ممدود الذي فطر الخلائق بقدرته ونشر الرياح برحمته ووتد بالصخور ميدان أرضه والصلاة والسلام على الرسول المسدد والنبي الأمجد والمصطفى الأحمد حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين بتراب مقدمه قائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون في سير صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
In the beginning I would like to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this majlis and may Allah accept this majlis as the best of worship. May Allah reward all of us for the tragedy of the Karbala and for the tragedy for the martyrdom of our fourth Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I would like to say condolences to all brothers and sisters, those who are participating in this majlis today. And as I've been told that you have been waiting for a long time, very patiently, I ask Allah, may Allah reward you for that sabr and the patience, and the time you have spent for waiting for a majlis, which is majlis for our Imam, and one of the most important personalities within Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. The personality who carried out the message of Karbala towards the Kufa and the Syria, and he is one of the successors of Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salatu wasalam. As I can remember that the community in Seattle is very familiar with me, and all the faces, alhamdulillah, I can remember all of them, and I have been in Seattle quite a few times, and I feel that I am back home to this community. I never feel that I am in a new place, but I can realize that, alhamdulillah, I am back within my family. The community of Seattle is like a family for me. And my brothers and sisters, these few days which we have the opportunity to get together, I would like to speak about one of the most important subjects, and that is the ideological subject, and also it belongs to our fiqh as well. That is the subject of tawassul. As our majalis are a tawassul, an access before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would like to discuss about this subject and the importance of this subject, as I found that there are various questions being raised by other communities sometimes, or maybe our youth and our children may have many types of questions in their minds. So that would be a good opportunity that during this time we can at least learn one of the subjects, and we can complete that during these 3 days, inshallah. I have recited one of the verses in the beginning, and the verse is from Surah Mubarakah Ma'idah, which is the fifth chapter in the Holy Book of Quran, and the verse is 35. That means 535. You know, sometimes our children, they know about the channels, right? They try to remember radio channels and television channels, and with those type of the theory that, for example, 535, that is easiest way, that if you like to remember in all your life, you would be able to remember that the ayat for the wasila is 535, Surah Mubarakah Ma'idah, and verse number 35, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks by saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah, وَابْتَهُ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O believer. So the address of the verse is towards those people who are faithful. O people who have faith, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. You should try to practice the piety in your life, and be obedient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبْتَهُ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. And seek the wasila towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek access towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or some of the translators have translated, seek the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards Allah. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. And strive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, that you may become successful in your life and you may achieve the success in your life. Today I will just have a simple translation of every term which has been used in this verse, and then inshallah we will go to the subject which is the subject of tawassul, because if we do not understand the verse, it will not be possible for us that we can understand the subject as well, because this ayat, it speaks about a great message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has started this verse by saying, Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu. Iman and faith is a relation between a mu'min and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the human being has various types of the relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Allah is Khalid, Allah is creator, and we are the creation. That is one of the relation between myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or for example, Allah is sustainer. He provides the sustenance to the people, and we are the people, those who are being gifted those sustenances. So that means because of being provided those sustenances, we become a relative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we receive those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is another relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or for example, when we feel power within ourselves, we can understand that this power, it is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a powerful authority which provides the power to everything in this world. Everything in this world. Wherever we see the power, that power comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything cannot move unless the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Unless the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. So that means the qudrat and the power and being qadir is another relation. That whenever I feel the qudrat, whenever I feel the power in our myself, at that time I can understand that I am related with a powerful authority which provides the power to the people. So these are several relations between human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can count on and we can go through all those types of the relations between human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These all relations, when we look at those relations, we can say that these are natural relations between Allah and the human being. These are not relations which we developed. For example, we born and created. It's not something that I have developed this relation between myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have been created, and it was not my will. Do anybody remember that you send any application to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can you send me in this world? I would like to be created, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. No, this is not the case, of course. We have not sent any application. We have not asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have to create me, but He created us. So the creation, it is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes maybe somebody asks, as the young people, they start asking questions that how come that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us? This is an interesting question. That this can be raised, the question, of course, that why, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be creating the people and then they come in this world and then they have to be tried in this world. It's a very basic question, but it can be simply answered. That if we think about somebody who has a skill, for example, a doctor. If a doctor is serving as a doctor and he is looking the people, those who are sick, and he is providing them the service, no one can say that why a doctor is providing the service. Because doctor has a skill and naturally, it is common sense that he has provided this service to the people as well. Anybody else who has any type of skill, if he is working according to his skill, for example, an alim, he starts teaching, no one can say that why Maulana is teaching, why alim is teaching people. But when he stops teaching, for example, he sets down alone in a place and he isolates himself from the community, at that time question can be raised. Somebody can say that, oh my God, Maulana is there and what happened that he is not teaching to the people. The people are thirsty, they need an alim. Or a doctor isolates himself from his services. At that time somebody can ask this question that, how come doctor is not giving his services? Same is the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we know that Allah is creator, He has this ability, He has this quality of creation. He is a Khaliq. And if He does not provide this service to the people, then we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that why He is not providing this service to the people. But if He provided this service, if He created the people, then no one can raise this question why He is creating. Because He is Khaliq. Because this is quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He provided this service to the human being. And He created one of the precious creation in this world. Can you please say salawat?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So there are relations between human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those relations are natural relations. But there is a relation between Allah and the human being which can be said that which is on purpose relation. On purpose relation. So let us think what it can be. What kind of relation is on purpose relation? All other relations are natural relation. We have not decided to be sustained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to receive the sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have not decided that He has to be merciful. He is merciful to all the creation in this world, and every creature has to receive His mercy. This is not on purpose. I have not made this purpose that as we build the mosques on purpose, at this time when we start thinking that what kind of a relation between the human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the purpose. And we decided to have this relation. If we go and look at that relation, that is the relation of Iman. Relation of Iman, it is a relation that intentionally, with my decision, with the decision of a faithful person, we have built this relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have been given choice. Human being is being given choice. And the human being had decided with this choice that he has to be faithful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having faith in Allah is one of the important decisions within the life of human being. And when we look at this address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in most of the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with this addressing the human being, all those people, those who are faithful, Ya ayyuha alladheena aamanu. This is really important address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it teaches us many things. That when you like to speak with the people, those who are being trained before you, you have to speak with them, with the relation you have with those people. Sometimes if you look at the Quran, you would find that Hazrat Luqman, in Surah Mubarakah Luqman, if the children they want to know, there is a Surah which is called Surah Luqman. And Luqman is one of the wise personalities in the history. And he advises his son in Surah Luqman. And his advice starts, Ya Bunayya, Aqim Salat, Wala Tushrik Billah, Inna Shirka La Zulmun Azim. He starts by saying, Ya Bunayya, O my son. So that is a relation between father and son. And when you mention that relation at that time, it becomes one of the ways that you can attract the mind of the child, and you can be affected on the mind of the child, that he will be able to understand and he will be able to listen. Like, for example, when a speaker, he sits on the member, he says, brothers and sisters, and my audience, and my respected brothers and sisters. So that is one of the ways to communicate. So that means communication, building a communication, it is very important. And it depends on somebody when he wants to communicate, how he communicates. Sometimes we can call our child, "Oi, hi, come over here." And sometimes I can say, "Oh my dear son, mere bete, oh my dear son." So this is another term what I can use for my son. When I like to speak with my son and I like to advise my son at that time, the best way to advise the son is to use the term which is best of relation between father and the son, father and the children. Because that is how he will be able, and his mind will be prepared to understand and listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the best wa'iz in this world. One of the best advisor in this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the best teacher in this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the best trainer in this world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He teaches us how to train, how to speak with human beings. So you see, when Allah speaks with the general people, at that time He speaks another way. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. Ya ayyuhan nas, su'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaq. Because at this time, He is speaking in general sense. So that is how, like when President He addresses the people, at that time He says, O people of my country. Because Allah is creator of this world, He addresses the human being in general, everybody. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. But when we accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Lord, when we started having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we came into the castle of Iman, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed, Ya ayyuhal ladheena aman. That a beautiful term, beautiful address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has chosen us to be mu'min, chosen us to be faithful. And when you look at this term, you would find that our Aimma alayhi salam, there is a narration about our second Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wa salam. That when Aimma alayhi salam used to read these verses, wherever Allah speaks, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, they used to respond. They used to reply at the same time. They used to say, Labbay, Allahumma Labbay. That is really important. That when we read Quran, we should read Quran as Quran speaks with us. We should read Quran that this is addressed towards me. Somebody started speaking with me. This message is for me. When we start reading with this intention, at that time Quran will be shifa'un lima fi sudur. At that time it becomes remedy. At that time it becomes satisfaction. At that time it satisfies the hearts. This becomes a riddik. It becomes a reminder. As for our Quran, it's been said this is one of the best dhikr, best reminder. But when it can be reminded? It can be reminded when we read that in a sense that this is message for me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started speaking with me. And also we should understand the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should look at our own place and position, and when we realize that higher authority of Allah, and when we look at our own position, that how low position we are, at that time, speaking by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. It changes. It inspires hearts. That is the point that the person has to say, Labbayk, Allahumma Labbayk. You have called me. You invited me. You want to speak with me. You open your message towards me. I am ready to accept that. At this time, I'm listening. Let us go and look at the second message of Quran. So that means Iman and the faith is one of the foundation for all the ahkam, for all the belief in Quran. Wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to speak about the most important messages, he addressed towards those people who are faithful. It's like when the children enroll themselves to the school, and all the facilities within the school are going to be reserved for the people, for the students, for the children, those who are enrolled. And if the principal of the school is going to speak, he's going to say, "Oh, students, all the facilities of the school are reserved for you." That is how, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to speak with the people, those who are faithful, he said, "Ya ayyuhal ladina aman." Because these are the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world for, these people. The world is created for the faithful people. It's not created for everybody. I'm not saying that if you go back and look at the traditions of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, especially the hadith which is called Hadith al-Qisa for Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, it says salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. In Hadith Qudsi, it been said, "Inni ma khalaqtu samaa'an mabniyatan, wala ardan madhiyatan, wala qamaran muniran, wala shamsan mudhi'atan, wala falakan yadur, wala bahran yajri, wala fulkan yasri, illa fi muhabbati haa'ula'i al-khamsa." That if I have created anything in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had listed most of the major creations, and then he said that I have created everything in your love, O Ahlul Bayt. Why is that? Because if we start categorizing Iman and the Mu'mineen in this world, there has to be several categories. Maybe we are standing on first stage of Iman, somebody is standing on the second stage of Iman, third person is standing on the fourth stage of Iman, and one of the companions of the Prophet, as his name is Salman al-Farsi, when Prophet, peace be upon him, speaks about Salman al-Farsi, he says that if we divide Iman into the 10 divisions, then we can say that Salman al-Farsi, he is on the 9th level of Iman. The higher level of Iman. He stands on the 9th level of Iman. That means somebody comes so close with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. When he becomes so close with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, at that time he can be called a Salmanu minna Ahlul Bayt. But he's among us. He lives within us. He is family member. He's not person outer, but he is the person who lives within us. Brothers and sisters, let us start categorizing the Iman and the faith, and then reach up to the point that we can say that there was a time when Prophet, peace be upon him, had spoken about one of the personalities. When Amir al-Mu'mineen wanted to go for the war, at that time Prophet had said, "Baraza al-Iman kulluhu ila al-kufr kulli." That now, at this time, a complete and perfect Iman, perfect form of Iman, is going to go and face perfect face of the kufr. That is how we can understand that Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are perfect mu'min in this world. If we like to say that a complete mu'min in this world are Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. They are exemplary mu'min and the faithful in this world. That is why when we read this verse,
Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. In this address, all the people, those who are faithful, they are included. Prophet is included, Amirul Mu'minin is included, Imam Hassan is included, Imam Hussain is included. We are all as a same family. We are like a tasbih that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken with the faithful people by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. And we have to be proud that we become part of that family of Ahlul Bayt. We become that closer to Ahlul Bayt Salam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks with all the people, those who have the faith, whatever faith we have, wherever we stand. We should try to increase ourselves, our faith, that we can become closer to Ahlul Bayt. Please say salawat. Second commandment in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanittaqullah. O faithful people, practice piety in your life. If you look in Quran, various verses speak about the taqwa. Because after the faith, another thing which is required for a mu'min, that is taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is a protection for the faith. The faith we have, it may last. There is possibility that we lose this faith. Then there is a need that we should have taqwa. I've given this example in Houston, that when we install Windows in our computer system, right? And now they, because the computers have the viruses, and viruses start popping up inside the computer. At that time they say that you have to put any antivirus software. Antivirus software. If I say that taqwa is antivirus software. Yes, of course. You need taqwa for your computer. If you need taqwa for your computer, which is a simple machinery, which is an operating system we have made with our own hands. If that small system needs taqwa, if that small system needs antivirus, how come human being, which lives in society, which is a very variable society, the society which is vast majority of the people living in this world, and we are social beings in this world. We are not individual. And when we are living in this social system, we are linked with each other. It's like computers linked with the internet. As computers are linked with the internet, human being is also linked with the internet of human beings. There is a close connection between these old entities of human beings. And we receive viruses from outside. When we live in society, don't think that society is not going to be affected. Sometimes we choose our friends and we are not careful about that what kind of friend we are choosing, what kind of society we live, where we want to go. Sometimes we think that we have to be open-minded, we have to go everywhere. No. If you go everywhere, that means you install your Windows and don't install antivirus. Just leave it. If you leave that, after a few days, your system is going to be crushed. So you cannot use your computer. Same is the situation of human beings. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had installed a very important software, and that was a natural guidance, a guidance according to the fitrah. And then he asked us that you should try to have faith in your life. Install faith. And that installation of the faith is according to that natural system of human being that matches with that. It's not something which is being imposed to the human being, but that is completely same system as when you like to buy your windows, you look at your system. What kind of system is that? According to that system, you will install your window. You cannot install, for example, Vista or something like that if there is an old system. You cannot install over there. Same is the situation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has guided the human being, and that guidance was according to the natural system of human being. Now this needs to have the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are going to install any other software, it's not going to work. If you are going to install communism, it's not going to work. If you are going to install materialism, it's not going to be installed. It is going to be crushed. And then we are going to have confusion. Then system is crushed, and we just open that and we can just see the data. We can't see anything. We think that we are living. We think that our system is operating, but it's not. That is why it is important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladheena aamanu taqullah. O faithful, you should protect yourself. Put antivirus in yourself that you can protect your faith. Your faith is very, very important, because that is one of the treasures in your life. Iman, if you have everything in this world and you don't have Iman, that means you have nothing. And if you have Iman and have nothing in this world, that means you have everything. That was our Mawla Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Had said in the battlefield of Karbala. He said, Ma da wajada man fakada. Wa ma da fakada man wajada. Whosoever found you, what he lost in his life. Because he is everything. When you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have everything in this world. And the person who lost you, what did he find in this world? He does not have anything in this world. Person who loses Allah, person who loses faith, that means he does not have anything in this in his life. That is what it's important, to have taqwa in our life. Biqaya, that means protect our faith. Protect ourselves, protect our system, protect our basics, protect our foundation. This guidance is one of the most important things in life, human being. And those people who do not have the piety in their life, slowly they are going to lose their important foundation. And if our foundation is demolished, then we cannot build anything. We cannot make anything. We may say that we believe in Prophet. We may say we believe in Imam Hussein. We come in Majalis as well. But because we do not have that piety, we lost everything. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladheena aamanu taqullah. In different places, various types of the commandments of the taqwa have been said. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one of the highest point of taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladheena aamanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih. That is one of the highest points. If you like to measure, you can say that haqqa tuqatih, that means the taqwa which is required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The taqwa which is rightful taqwa in the life of humanity. But in most of places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires the simple taqwa for the general people. Yes, there are people, those who stand on those highest levels, they can complete that piety, haqqat qatihi. That when you look at these personalities, you can say that Amirul Mu'mineen is Imamul Muttaqeen. He is master of the Muttaqeen. Because he stands on the position of حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. He completed the requirements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he completed the requirements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time he said, فُزْتُ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ. So I became successful today. This success is because of his piety. This success is belong to his obedience before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that provides satisfaction in the heart of the person. When he becomes at the end of his life and he completed his duty. If, for example, we like to judge ourselves that where we stand in our life, so then we can judge very easily. It's very easy remedy. Let me tell you how we can judge ourselves. In our capacity, we have several types of duty. Everybody in his capacity has his or her duty. If we start looking that are we completing the duties, as for example, right now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the angel of death and ask, take his soul, and we are ready. Say that whatever in my capacity the duties are being given, I am completing that. And now let it go, no problem. I'm ready for that. If that is the case, then everybody has taqwa in his or her level. But if that is not the case, then we should think about that. Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu taqullah wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. That you should seek access toward Allah ta'ala. Now you can just go back and start thinking that while the person does not have iman, while the person does not have taqwa and the piety, accessibility towards those personalities, accessibility towards the wasila, it's not possible. Why is that? What is the reason? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after making this foundation of iman and making the foundation of taqwa, has asked the people, وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. That when you like to access towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to come through the accessory. You have to come through the things which can be accessed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have access towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there can be various things. You can think about that. For those people who are being provided the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another meaning, as I've said in the beginning, another meaning of the wasila is being said, those people who have been given favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we like to have favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. Why is that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, first the faithful, be faithful, then you should have taqwa, then you can have access. As I've given the example in the beginning, that if a principal announces that all the facilities and accessories in the school are for the student, and somebody comes from outside and he starts speaking with the principal that I would like to people, we can go to them and how they can be helpful for people. But if that made an announcement and somebody comes from Pakistan and he goes to the MP, he is going to be answered that you are not a person belong to this country. This announcement is only being made for the people of this country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided accessories of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, accessories of Quran, only for the faithful people. That access is only available for the faithful people. Other people cannot have this facility. They cannot use this facility. They cannot have access towards those great personalities because they are not able to have access towards them. Yes, as Quran, it has two types of guidance. Once about Quran is being said, Hudal lin nas. Quran is guidance for the general people around the world. And once it's been said, Hudal lil muttaqeen, the Quran guides specially to the pious people. The position of Ahlul Bayt is also same, because they are parallel to the Quran. They are teachers of the Quran. They are ones, Udallin Nas, open the door for all the people around the world. If anybody comes for the guidance, they provide the guidance, because they are light. They are like sun shining everywhere around the world. Every creature takes the benefits of the sun. And the position of Ahlul Bayt is like sun. And once they become Udallil Muttaqeen, Imamul Muttaqeen, they provide a special guidance, special mercy to the people, those who are Mu'mineen and the believers and the Muttaqeen. Because now their hearts are enlightened. Brothers and sisters, let us look at the life of our fourth Imam, Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. If you are really tired, say a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Muhammad. Life of Imam Sajjad is one of the lessonful life. That if we look at the guidance of our Imam provided by dua, I was just saying in my sermon today, that sometimes we think that dua, it means whenever we become in problem, whenever we are surrounded by the difficulties, at that time we should come into the mosque and we should recite dua. Or the people, when they go to the hospital, they call Maulana. Maulana, can you please recite Amma Yujibu Mustarra Ida Da'ahu Yashifu Su for me today? So that means whenever I feel difficulty, at that time I should recite Amma Yujul Mutar. No, brothers and sisters, Amma Yujul Mutar, it's not only the time when we become sick. Amma Yujul Mutar is for all the times. That means we have several types of the distress in our life, several types of problems, several types of the stresses. But sometimes we do not know that we are being stressed. We are in sickness. I can give example that sometimes you feel that you are very healthy, you go for a checkup, right? And when you went for the checkup, they took your blood and then they put that in a laboratory. They started checking, and after that they found that, oh my God, you have the sugar. Or any sickness has been found. We are feeling that we are healthy, but suddenly doctor found that the person is being sick. Same is the position in our spiritual life. That sometimes we feel that we are healthy, we don't have any sickness, but we are surrounded with the sicknesses. That is why when Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, our fourth Imam, recites du'as, the title of du'as, I will suggest brothers and sisters, go back and read Sahifa Sajadiya. Just the title, just the index. If you just read that, you would find that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam recites several types of dua. That makes us understand that actually du'as are not only the time when we become in the difficulty. One of the du'as, the first du'a of our fourth Imam is du'a lit-tahmid. The du'a to praise Allah. How many times we sit down and we recite the du'a only to praise Allah? How many times do we have? No reason. We are not people that we only recite du'a that can be for the praise of Allah. But Imam actually want to give lesson to us that you must understand that in your life this is one of the needs that you should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. And how we can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we do not understand, while we do not realize, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to open our hearts towards Himself, Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to be merciful on our heart, that our heart can be able to say that hum and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam wanted to ask Allah that, oh Allah, provide me that capacity, that tawfiq, that I can do praise you. Praising Allah is not easy. Allah guided us that how to praise. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This was one of the phrases of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah started teaching us that we must understand how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we were praising in any other form. Then second dua is dua for salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
This is really interesting. I found this interesting. When I started looking at that, I found that Imam alayhi salam asked Allah, oh Allah, give me the tawfiq that I can recite salawat and I can have relation with Ahlul Bayt as it is required. I can understand the position of Ahlul Bayt, and with understanding I can say salawat. Sometimes we just say, because we started hearing this salawat from very beginning of our life, and that is how it became something, a very normal statement in our life, and we recite that in our life. But when we understand and realize the position of Muhammad or Ali Muhammad,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad,
and then we recite salawat, that requires a special blessing of Allah. We should ask Allah sometimes. This is one of the sickness we may have. A sickness that we do not understand and realize the post of Ahlul Bayt. Then you can go through and you would find, and as maybe probably you have recited that many times, Dua li Ahli Thuhur. That is supplication for the frontier, for those who are defending Islam anywhere. So there can be several types of people, those who are defending Islam. Somebody who is sitting on the member and defending Islam. Somebody is standing outside and defending Islam. Somebody is writing the books and defending Islam. There can be several types of the frontiers, those who defend Islam. Imam al-Islam says that this is one of the duties of a mu'min, that he has to ask Allah for their success, for their achievement, for their victory. Brothers and sisters, one of the ways to support the Palestinian cause is reciting dua. If we just recite dua of Imam Sajjad, that is going to help the people, those who are friendly. But we do not realize this is our need. We don't think that we are part of that. We don't think that these people are defending us. If somebody is defending in Palestine, he is defending my values. If somebody is standing over there, then he is defending Tawheed. He is defending oneness of Allah. He is defending flag of Islam. He does not like the flag of Islam because it fell down. That is how he is defending us. Asking Allah and supplicating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their success, it is my success. It is our victory. Brothers and sisters, let us see the personality of Sayyid Sajjad in these days, as these are the days of the martyr of our fourth Imam. I would like to go through some of the tragedies in the life of fourth Imam during these days. It is said, brothers and sisters, that on the day of Ashura, our fourth Imam was feeling sickness. And he was unconscious most of the time. But then our Mawla, Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salatu wasalam, raised voice in the battlefield of Karbala when he was alone. And he said, Hal min nasirin yansuruni, Hal min mughithin yughithuni, Hal min dabbin yadubbu an harami Rasulullah. Is there anybody who can help me? This is son of Prophet. This is Hussein standing in the battlefield of Karbala. He's alone. Abbas was martyred. Ali Akbar was martyred. All the companions like Habib ibn Mazahir, Muslim ibn Awsajah, all of them were martyred. And Imam al-Islam just looked around. And he found the bodies remaining on the battlefield of Karbala. At that time he said, Hal min nasirin yansuruni. It is said that body of the shuhada and the martyrs were shaken. And the voices were raised from the bodies of all those martyrs. As they said to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Oh my master, if you just ask us, we can stand up and we can support you at this time as well. But it is reported at that time from a camp, our Imam Sayyid Sajjad, he woke up, he took his sword in his hand. Although he was not feeling well, he came out of the camp. He started walking towards the battlefield. You know, brothers and sisters, when our Imam Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salatu wasalam looked at his son is coming with the sword. Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zainul Abidi. He forgot everything. He started running towards the camp. Imam al-Islam came close to Zainul Abidin. He said, Oh my son, O Sayyid al-Sajjad, you are only remaining after my martyrdom. You are going to promote my message after the Karbala. O Sajjad, you have to go back. And then brothers and sisters, our Mawla called Hazrat Zainab salamu alayha. Oh my sister Zainab, can you come close to me? Then she came close. And Imam said, Oh my sister Zainab, take care of your nephew, Sayyid Sajjad. Take him back, because you will have only remaining after my martyrdom, that will be Sayyid Sajjad. That is the flag holder after the martyrdom of Karbala. Brothers and sisters, another point. It is said that when our Mawla wanted to leave and he came to say the last farewell toward the camp, when he came close to the camp, he said, Ya Zainabo, Ya Umm Kulthum, Ya Ruhayyato, Ya Sukainato, Alaykunna min Salam. Oh my sister Zainab, Oh my sister Umm Kulthum, Oh my dear Ruqayya, Oh my dear Sukaina, I came just to say salam to you. This is my final salam to all of you. And when Imam got ready, he entered to a camp. And that narration is narrated by our fourth Imam. Our fourth Imam says that, Suddenly I saw my father, he entered in my camp, and I could not feel at that time because I was little bit unconscious. He woke me up, he said, Oh my son, Sayyid Sajjad, Oh my son, Ali ibn Hussein, stand up. I stood up, and I looked at my father, he was wounded from various places. I could see that blood running from all the parts of the body of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Sayyid Sajjad says that then my father, he asked me, get close to me. He hugged me, and when he started hugging me, I could feel the heat of the blood of my father. I could feel those wounds in the body of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. And at that time, he started trusting upon me that, oh my son, you are Imam after me. Oh Ali ibn al-Husayn, you are going to protect my sister Zainab. Oh Ali ibn al-Husayn, take care of my dear daughter Sakina. Oh Ali ibn al-Husayn, you are going to go through Kufa in Syria. Oh Ali ibn al-Husayn, remember that you have lots of memories after this Karbala. Oh Ali ibn al-Husayn, you are Imam after me. Brothers and sisters, Imam says that after Imam Sayyid al-Shuhada left me, I again became unconscious. But brothers and sisters, another time Imam raised himself. He came out of camp. You know what time? You know, can I tell you what was the time? Maqtal says, these are the wording of Maqtal, that when the head of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam was cut from the body and it was raised in the battlefield of Karbala, at that time Sayyid al-Sajjad, he stood up, he came out of the camp, he looked at the head and he just said, Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. He was looking at the head of his father and he was saying, Ziyarat, this is the first Ziyarat in the battlefield of Karbala. Today as we say, Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah, there is the following the tradition of Sayyid al-Sajjad Zain al-Abidin. As he said, Assalamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifirayat alayka minni salam Allah abadam ma baqeet wa baqiya al-laylu wa al-nahar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير تجاه النبي وآله الأطهار.